As you have seen on TV or read in news publications, and specifically as you have received in your home through the diocesan newspaper, the Dakota Catholic Action, the Diocese of Bismarck this week, along with the Diocese of Fargo, published the names and ordination dates, as well as the dates of death, if applicable, and dates when faculties were removed, if applicable, of clergy with substantiated allegations of sexual abuse of a minor. I ask that you read that DCA, the January edition, mailed to your home, as well as the fact sheet on page 4, the next page. Our Bishop Kagan has asked his priest to address this publication. He asked at all masses from the pulpit this weekend. Priests, address this in a manner we so desire. I gave a homily on this topic 16 months ago on September 2nd, 2018. It was the 22nd Sunday of Ordinary Time. That was a homily of over 18 minutes, and you can still listen to it on the website, St. Wenceslaus ND. Just scroll to those homilies 16 months ago. And so, having preached on this topic on occasion, and most recently then, I, as your pastor, have three comments this morning. First, the publication of these lists in the Diocese of Bismarck and Fargo has been a long time coming. We knew this effort of transparency was in process for well over a year, almost a couple years. It took time in part because two dioceses were working together, and it took time because of the involvement of the Office of the North Dakota Attorney General. The Office of the Attorney General reviewed the files of all clergy with the diocese. Now, approximately 75% of the Catholic dioceses in the United States have published names of clergy with substantiated allegations of sexual abuse of a minor. It's a slow trickle. It just continues to come out. And finally, ours has. And as Bishop Kagan wrote in his letter in the DCA, not to be transparent would be wrong. So the first thing I want you to remember is this has been a long time coming. The Attorney General of North Dakota was involved. And about 25% of dioceses in the United States have yet to do what we have just done. Secondly, as I read the DCA, perhaps like you, some names were a surprise to me and some were not. The priest who baptized me is on the list of 22 names. But as I read that list, I wondered to myself, What did the bishops know? And when did they know it? Now, I'm not implying any malfeasance here. I'm just curious. That's an answer we'll never know. Because all the former bishops of the Diocese of Bismarck are deceased. And at the time of such transfers and appointments, and this is what I'm talking about, the knowing transfer and appointments. At the time of them, Bishop Kagan wasn't even a bishop, nor did he even live here. But we do know that the bishops are working towards more accountability. And we do know that all of the processes for handling anything related to this topic, all of the processes have changed dramatically for the better. What we talk about today, policies we have today, procedures we must follow today, were all unheard of just 26 years ago when I was ordained. But the bishops know that they need to be accountable and transparent. That's why Bishop Kagan did what he did this week. Finally, and this will always be most important, I ask that you always join me in praying for the victims of these terrible actions and for their families, who are all affected. The victims have and will always be the tragedy in this discussion of topic. The tragedy in this time in our history is not the loss of members to the church. It's not the loss of our reputation. It's not the loss of all of the property and money paid to settlements. All of that is well deserved. The tragedy is the harm to all of the victims and their families. You all are here this morning because of your love of Jesus Christ. You love Jesus Christ. That's why you're here. You're not here because of any love for any particular priest or deacon or bishop, or lack of it. As the church, we always hold up and help in any way those in need. And so we remember the victims and their families. We pray always for their healing and their peace. It is a healing and peace only our merciful Lord can bestow.